Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sean is an expert in oolong production. He co-founded Funing Trading Company in 2012 in China after a career in IT and sales, including 6 years as general manager of a Polish-based computer company. He attended Zhongwen Christian University, where he studied business administration and graduated from the International Trade Institute, ITI. Sean, I've learned so much from our correspondence about tea growing in Taiwan. Thank you for joining me on the podcast. Taiwan oolongs are among the world's most highly regarded teas. Why is that the case?
I think outstanding qualities come from a favorable environment and continuous evolution of tea-making skills. Firstly, as an island, Taiwan is surrounded by oceanic currents. In summertime, Pacific currents generate warm monsoon, while cold currents bring big temperature drops in winters. Besides, two-thirds of Taiwan are covered by steep mountains and river valleys, so we have fertile soils, lush forests, and a diverse range of species. In fact, Taiwan has been very famous for its fruits and flowers and export them a lot. And in terms of tea, we also have many outstanding cultivars suitable for making different types of tea. Secondly, it's about the tea producing skills. We inherit traditional handling process that we learned from China back to 1860s, then develop our own ways to cope with the environment and cultivars to present the best flavors. For example, the famous Oriental beauties come from the combination of few elements. There are cultivars, insects called green leaf hopper poly in summertime, and a special withering to bring out the unique honey tones. And people might not know that Taiwan is the first country in the world to launch the high mountain oolong back to 1980s. It is far more complicated than just bringing tea to the mountain. And it takes new cultivational methods and new oxidation procedures to shape the unique vivid and refreshing notes, as well as the lingering aftertastes.
Taiwan has been an innovator in tea production, with oolongs distinctly different from all others. What is the history and trajectory of the Taiwan industry?
This is a very good question. In order to answer, we need to know what is oolong tea and its related history. In fact, there wasn't any oolong tea back to 1850s. Back then, it was only some different ways of handling fresh leaves in the experimental stage, alongside the traditional black tea and white tea. The former one needed flipping but no fixation, while the latter one needed fixation but no flipping. The prototype of the earliest oolong tea was gradually formed after 1860s. In an easy way to understand, it's the tea with both flipping and fixation. The skills at that time can create mild tea tastes, but not much floral notes. Thus, people blended teas with flowers to enhance the aromas. In 1920s, Taiwan tea makers found ways to generate strong floral flavors by controlling the time and strength of flipping. They named the tea of Baozhong, and it was the remarkable era that we started to upstage Chinese tea makers by our own skills. In cultivation, Taiwan has native species of tea trees, and the seeds of different cultivars we took from China were mixed with the local ones, plus the other cultivars from South Asia like Assam, which was brought by Japanese during the colony period. And they all live happily together in the agricultural paradise. As a result, we have more than 400 cultivars till now, and we choose the most suitable ones to make oolong tea, black tea, white tea, and so on, individually.
Several misconceptions and false information by marketers have led to consumer misunderstandings. Will you address these and set the record straight?
The first appearance of oolong tea was during the turbulent era of chaos and wars in Far East, and the complete concept of oolong making was shaped in even worse time, which stopped people from knowing it correctly. Oolong is much more complicated than its literal definition of tea partly oxidated, which can imply the tea with more oxidation than green teas and less than black teas. The modern Thai oolong tea composed of three flavors. They are original flavors of Camellia sinensis, flavors transformed from Camellia sinensis, and the flavors from rose tea. Three of them can coexist but not necessarily appear at the same time without correct handling methods. The second flavor is built on the first one, and the third flavor is based on both one and two. And this is the reason of the rich and consistent flavors of Taiwan tea. The most outstanding part is the quality of Taiwan oolong teas is not decided by the altitudes nor by the junior fresh leaves, but by the tea makers of how they handle everything in 33 non-stop working hours literally, by 5 shifts in 7 phases. Except rich flavor, stable quality can also be obtained via process adjustments. For example, for whole year round, we produce 4 to 5 times for dozen batches, and the end results of flavors are quite similar to each other despite of different seasons, weather conditions, and leaf status. And we know that the market potential is huge, not only of the tea, but also of the ways we make the tea, as long as the information barrier can be broken.
When you found a Trilliant tea industry, you developed a different tea-making approach. Will you describe the advantages of your innovations?
Growing up in tea garden and bushes, I never thought that I would take tea production as a career, despite of my family root. And after 10 years in IT industry and 7 years of living abroad, I started to think about what I wanted to make my own living and do something beneficial for my country. And tea seems to be a very good choice. Although Taiwan has exported a lot of teas to China for more than 2 decades and won many awards globally in past decade, people around the world don't know much about Taiwan teas still. An interesting but sad example is that many so-called Taiwan oolong or Formosa teas are actually made by other countries. Except the historical and geopolitical reasons, the high complexity of tea making skills and layers of rich flavors are also difficult to be understood. In order to solve it, we firstly were trying to find an intuitive method to describe how the tea is made and what are the responding flavors created. Then we realized that we created a quadrant, a tool that makes flavors very predictable. In the charts, people can have a holistic picture of a certain tea at the first glimpse. For example, is it with grassy, floral, or fruity notes? Is the mouthfeel vivid and fresh, or mild and smooth? High astringency or not? Is it roasted or not? How is the roasting label? Can it be immersed for a long time or not? And even the proper brewing temperature and brewing time can be predictable. We are very happy about it. You see, by just 2 charts, the tea is telling its own unique stories, how it looks and smells like, how it tastes like, what can be expected, how it should be brewed, and so on. In fact, teas are interacting with readers directly and deeply without a word said by people. But due to limited time, we can't talk in details of how and why it works here.
U.S. consumers have imported Taiwanese oolongs for decades. The U.S., in fact, is Taiwan's top tea trading partner, spending $28 million in 2023. Which other tea markets show interest and growth, and why?
We do see the demand of specialty tea growing rapidly in Europe. Quantity-wise, it's still lower than the States. However, the growth is significant. What also worthy to be mentioned is that many buyers look for something much deeper than teas, such as sustainability and collaboration relations. Besides, they start to search for meanings of craftsmanship by asking questions in details, and all these are very much favor of Taiwan teas. As a developed country where market economy mechanism works perfectly well for a long time, Taiwan has much higher wage level as well as the national health insurance system taking care of all workers. Tech tea pluckers, for example, their daily pay is around $80 to $120, depending on the harvest volumes. Besides, Taiwan oolong making heavily relies on the healthy environment, which is based on the ancient philosophy of harmony relations with the earth and heaven. Thus, our pruning and fallow system allows the sustainability. As to our craftsmanship, that is very attractive and impressive for them. By seeing what we do in each phase and what it can bring up is simply amazing. And all processes are so much full of stories because those stories are either from old wisdom or from our innovations to solve challenges imposed by weather, labor shortage, and so on. So simply saying, Taiwan teas can provide them not only products but also fulfilled expectations toward exotic cultures.
Produced by Audavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.